Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding and Bikurim Daf Yud Beis in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting in the first line, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara is continuing to darshan the Braiso that's brought down the previous Daf regarding the different ages, which Misa is it? So the Gemara says, L'shishi Misa Amur B'Toyro. The Misa B'Dei Shemai mentioned the Toyro is the age of 60. How do we know that? Mavchizko B'Shem Av Yakor B'Hachol K'tiv. It says regarding Dor HaMidbar. Kushboru promised that this generation of Dor HaMidbar will all die in the Midbar. Hagatzu, think to yourself. Someone who left Mitzrayim at the age of 20, and he was 40 years in the Midbar, the mace, and he died then. Meaning the punishment of Klai Yisrael was only the Yotze Tzava 20 and above. So someone who was 20 years old, the youngest person who got the punishment, until what age did he live? He lived until the age of 60. Because it was 40 years in the Midbar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says they're all going to die in the Midbar. So you see, when the Torah says someone's going to die, Misa B'Dei Shemayim means until the age of 60, that was the kiyum, that was the fulfillment of this klala to Dor HaMidbar. In Tzesa'imer, you see from here, I'm Meisli Shishim Shana, someone who dies at the age of 60, Misa Amur B'Torah, that's the Misa the Torah mentions. V'chsiv, and there's another pasuk that we're learning that from. It says in the pasuk, Tavoy b'chelach alei kover. A pasuk in Iyoiv. Chelach, the gematria of b'chelach is 60. And here the pasuk in here refers to a misa that comes by Hashem. Says the Gemara, now the next part of the braisa is, l'shivim miso shelchibo. Someone reaches the age of 60, that's a misa shelchibo, because it says in the pasuk, yimesh v'nesein v'im shivim shana, a person reached the life expectancy that the pasuk says. The Shmoinim is Miso Shel Zikno. When he reached the age of Zikno. Shemar V'im B'Gvur Shmoinim Shon. A person is strong, he gets the age of 80. V'chen Barzilai Oymer L'Dovit. The Vilna Gaon adds the words that the Gemara says before in the Braiso, that from here on it's going to be Chaye Tzar. It's a life of Tzar afterwards. So you bring the Pasuk that you say by Barzilai, he tells Dovid the Melech, Bin Shmoinim Shon Anoichi Ayoim Ha'edo Bin Toiv L'Ra. I'm already 80 years old, I don't know the difference between good and bad, I'm not enjoying life anymore. So we learn in this braiso that Koros at the age of 50 and Misa B'Dei Shemayim is the age of 60. Says the Gemara, I'm going to use here the Gius of Rav Chaim. Over Chamishim v'Oso Dovah Shul B'Koros. Now a person passed the age of 50 and he did an Aveira which he is supposed to get Koros. Ochal v'Chadi. Meaning he eats and he's happy. Meaning he's not going to get, he has no way to get to punish him. If the punishment of certain Aveiras is Koros and a person is above the age of Koros, so then, where exactly will he get that punishment? Similarly, although Shitin, he reached the age of 60, v'osod davar shu bavon miso, he didn't have very supposed to get a miso de shamayim, ochol v'chadi, so he's eating and being happy, there's no punishment for that? So says the Gemara Tani, Rav Braiso, Rav Chanino ben Antigus Oimer, zoken she'ochal esachelev, zoken, an old man who ate chelev, which is the fat, which there's Easter chorus, where does the chorus apply over here? According to Reb Chaim, we take away the next two words and go to Oshichilas Shabbos. May speak chorus. Person who did Chil Shabbos, where is the chorus over there? Ella kinei hames, like we learned, hames leyom echod miso shozam. Someone who dies, meaning he gets sick and he dies within one day, that's a miso of zam of anger. Lishnaim, if he's 2 days sick, miso shobeolo. It's another level. L'shloisho meis of magefa. Miso of magefa of a plague is a 3-day death. Tani Rav Chalavta ben Shol. Meis be'echad b'shnayim b'shloisho. If he dies within 1 or 2 or 3 days of his sickness, be chorus. That is chorus. L'arbo chamisho miso hadufo. That's a quick death. L'shisho takes him 6 days to die. It's miso as de'acher. That's the normal way. L'shisho takes him 7 days. Is miso shechibok, which will give him extra day to live. If he lives longer and he's sick, that's a misa b'yisurim because he's suffering. So we have an answer. Chorus can be, even if a person passed the age of 50, but if he dies with a quick death, that's his chorus. So the Gemara, where do we see, where's the source that a megefa death, a plague death, is 3 days? So chilfai barbrei daravo omar shamis kolei de Rebbe, I heard from Rebbe, dorish hidash in the pasuk, Novel died after 10 days. Why it took him 10 days? Kishbohu waited for him that same day, died Shmuel and Novi. So he waited the 7 days, which is the time of the Shiva of Shmuel. The Asa od Shloisha Yomim, and then another 3 days he waited. I mean, he was sick for another 3 days. Umeiso Magefo. The Pasuk says, Vayigrif Hashem is novel. It was a Magefo. So you see, Magefo is 3 days. Rav Chagai, Bishem of Shmuel, Bar Nachman, La'aso Yomim Inksiv. He dodged the Pasuk a little differently. He didn't say that he gave him 10 days. Ela Kaser Soyom. He gave him like 10 days. What are you coming to tell you? Tola Krishbucha Soyom Kaser Soyom Shabim Shoshona Liyom Kippurim. Shmuel gave him these 10 days to like the 10 days that says mitshuvo. Shema yaseh tshuva. Maybe we'll be able to do tshuva. So he gave him the 10 days in order for him to give him the opportunity to do tshuva v'lo yoso. So with this, the Gemara concludes this long arichus that we had regarding figuring out what is karis, what is misiv deshamayim. Gemara goes now back to the Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we learn that if someone eats tshuva inappropriately, he dies. Clearly, we talk about a koyin who's tummy. That's for sure included in that. The shayla is, what about a zar, someone who's not a kohen, if he eats a truma? So it says the Gemara, Korah shal, according to Rav Chaim Gersa, is Kohana shal le'rav. He asked Rav, zar shal truma. What's the deal with a zar who eats truma? Omar lei ba'avon miso. He's going to be chaya miso. And that's what the Mishnah refers to as well. Man, that's only once Rav davened, Omar lei changes man. He says, ani Hashem ifsik einyon. Meaning, the psukim there in Vayikra speak about the kohanim that become tomim. And then it says, so if they're not going to be careful not to be tome, they'll have a miso. Then it says, Ani Hashem mekadeshom. I'm Hashem with mekadeshom. And immediately after it says, V'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. So in the beginning, Rav understood, it says, Chol zar lo yochal kodesh, right after miso, means the miso applies to azar as well. Says Rav, no. It says in the middle the words, Ani Hashem mekadeshom. That's hifzik einyon. That does a break. Saying that the miso applies only to the koyin who eats the betumo, not to a zar who eats truma. And as the Gemara concludes, David Beis Amud Beis, Koyin shochel truma betumo b'miso. If a koyin eats truma and miso b'tumo, then he's chaya miso. But, and here we have the Gersa of Reb Chaim that adds the words, they ain't zar shochel truma b'miso. But a zar who eats truma doesn't have miso. Reb Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan zar shochel truma b'avoin miso. He holds, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, that a zar who eats truma does have miso. Mastiso b'seyeh le'Rabbi Yochanan. We have a churo, a brayso like a bechana. Oichle truma bizarim. If a zar eats truma, regardless if it's tor shochal tor, if the zar is tor and the truma is tor, fetome shochal tome, or the zar is tome and the truma is tome, fetor shochal tome, or the zar is tor and the truma is tome, or tome shochal tor, or if the zar is tome and the truma is tor, in all the cases, ba'avoy miso, there's a punishment of death. Oichle truma bekoyanim. But if it's a koyin who eats truma, so then. Tor shochal tor, if the koyin is tor and the truma is tor, kemitzvah, that's the mitzvah, then a koyin should eat truma. Tor shochal tome, but if the koyin is tor and the truma is tome, all he's over on is be'ase, he's over ase that you should eat with it when it's tor. Tome shochal tor, Reb Chaim adds in the girso, b'miso, then he gets miso. If it's a koyin tome, he eats truma, he gets miso. If it's a tome who eats a tome, meaning the crane is tome, and the chum is tome, below he says, then you're ever alive. And the word goes on to explain this. Why did you see to say, meaning why do you hold that tor shochal tome be'ase, that the iser is ase? Omar abo ba'memel, it says in the pasuk, v'achar yoichal mina kodeshim. It says after he goes to the mikveh, she'i from a kodeshim, mina teorim v'loi mina tmeim. Because it says mina kochim, not all kochim, only good kochim, which means tar. Kol loisa seshum ba'ami koyachese. This is ese. Eat from kochim tarim. Mashmah from tmeim, don't eat. That's a law that comes from an ese. Kol loisa seshum ba'ami koyachese, esu. He has a din of ese. How do we know that? The Gemara brings an example. It says by fish, that it needs to have fins and scales in order to eat it. We don't know from here that kol asher ein lo snapir because keses lo yisichelu. So we may like know, don't eat fish that don't have fins and scales. So why do I need a separate pasuk for that? This is a quote from a pasuk. The pasuk says, don't eat fish that don't have fins and scales. I already know that from the beginning. Liten ase velo yisasel atmein. To give you an ese and a lo yisasel. It would just tell you, eat the fish that are kosher. So you may like the fish that are not kosher is only iser ese. But I want you to have a iser of a lo yisasel. I want you to have a lav. So that's what it says, the Pasuk, the Loisa says well. So concludes the Gemara, because it's written in the Pasuk, the Loisa says, if you went out to write a Loisa say, also, Any no that comes from a yes, meaning any lav that comes from a yes, doesn't have a din of a lav, has din of yes, there's no malchus, doesn't have all the halachas that apply to a lav. So in any case, the Gemara brought a source to have a iser esse if a tar eats a tame. If a kohen tar eats a truma tmeo. Rabbi Yisrael Shama Lo Minoche. Rabbi Yisrael brings a different pasuk. It says, a tame v'ator yachdov yachlenu. It says in regular food, which is not kochi, which is not truma, so tame and tar can eat together. Kana tame v'ator yachlin bekarachas. There a tame and tar can eat together. But truma ain't a tame v'ator yachlin bekarachas. But if it's truma, the tame and the tar should not eat together. Because the tome will make the truma tome, and then you have a kohen tor eating truma tmeo. And this is an essay. The Torah did not tell you don't do it. The Torah just said eat at a regular, in a regular meat, you can eat tome vitar. Masha from here, but truma don't, and from here you learn not to do it. So it's a license that comes from an essay. Says the Gemara, according to Abchaim's gear, so vidil lo bekoshim. Maybe this post is not talking about truma. Maybe it's talking about koshim. If it's because of kochim, we already have a pasuk. A meat that touched tumo and became tumo, don't eat it. A Torah should not eat it. So I have a pasuk referring to that. So maybe the first pasuk is talking about tumo. So in any case, we brought you in this daf. A machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Is there miser, the punishment of death for a zar who eats tumo? Rav holds there's no iser misa, and Rabbi Yochanan holds there is. Says the Gemara, so our Mishnah l'chura pligal Rav argues with Rav, because it says that truma v'abikurim chayvim alei miso. It says that truma and bikurim have an miso, and we understand even a zar eats it gets miso. Says the Gemara, pasul b'kriyanim. That first part of the Mishnah is not talking about a zar eating truma; it's talking about a koyin tomi who eats truma. Says the Gemara, v'atanina on choymish. It says over there you have to pay choymish. Choymish, you have to pay an extra 25%, which is a monetary thing. Someone ate truma, he ate as if he stole the truma. So he pays it back, he has to have 25% if he ate a b'shoykik. V'chi yesh chomish b'koyanim, a koyin who eats doesn't have to pay the extra 25%. Because he has no monetary obligation, because he's a koyin, the truma belongs to him. Says the Gemara, apostle of the Tzadod in Yomastisa. The Mishnah has really two points to the Mishnah. Reisha b'koyanim, save it b'Yisrael. When it says miso, it refers to koyanim, a koyin tome eats truma. When it says chomish, it's a Yisrael who eats truma. Continues the Gemara, that if you'd give it on with Aleph, Masnisa, our Mishnah, we're using Abchaim's gear, so pligo Rabbi Yochanan. Chur argues Rabbi Yochanan, because it says v'asurim lezayim. It says that truma is also lezayim. Meaning the beginning of the Mishnah says that truma v'kurim chayvim leim misa v'choymish. And then it says v'asurim lezayim. Mashra, the misa doesn't refer to the zayim. Till now we spoke about the koyin that he has miso. And in addition, you have v'asurim lezayim. But if the misa refers to azar, so what are you telling me again v'asurim lezayim? I already said there's a punishment of misa for azar. Answers the Gemara, posar lo bepochus mikashir. We're talking about that he ate less than kashir. The beginning of the Mishnah is if he ate a kazais, he ate a full shear. So then he's chayav miso. But then it says in addition, asur lazarim, if even it's less than kashir, there's no miso, there's still a iser for azar to eat the truma. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Bikurim, Daf Yud Beis.